This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just a couple things I want to update you guys on. I don't know how many of you remember the Carol Burnett Show and Vicki Lawrence and Mama's Family. Well, I had the honor of meeting Vicki Lawrence after she had been on the show. And, oh, my gosh, what a hoot. And, you know, she has a show. You know, Mom and Me, it's a woman show. And she's been touring the country. And, you know, I got to tell you, after watching her show, I really miss that type of humor. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Las Vegas show. We have some phenomenal shows. We've got Cirque du Soleil and a whole variety of different Cirque du Soleil companies, companies in terms of troops, you know, that perform, whether it's Love, whether it's O, whether it's Ka. I mean, just brilliant productions. Every now and then we have like Phantom of the Opera or Lion King or, you know, Jersey Boys used to be here. Just, you know, phenomenal shows that, you know, Vegas has turned into, it's called the entertainment capital of the world, and understandably so. It is one of the most entertaining places out there. And if you ever do come to Vegas, I get this all the time. I'm coming to Vegas. What, you know, show should I see? And, you know, I always give them my favorites. I haven't seen Donnie and Marie yet, but I hear that is fabulous, Donnie and Marie. And, you know, for those of you guys, you know, I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll. You know, I remember Donnie and Marie. I was a little girl, but I remember it. I loved it. You know, but I hope that Las Vegas still maintains and continues to have the type of entertainment where it is just raw talent. No special effects, no whatever. And so for those of you who know Vicki Lawrence, you know, Vicki Lawrence, she was a singer. You know, she had a hit. She had a record hit in the 70s when the lights turned out in Georgia, that song. And she was a model and a whole variety of things. And so when Carol Burnett discovered her, she later, you know, went on the Carol Burnett Show and then later had her own spinoff. So very, very talented. Basically her show, not a lot of dancers, no nudity. I know a lot of you guys want nudity. But, I talent. And I don't see that as much. You know, I like watching movies. I like going to movies. I like going to stand-up, et cetera. And I get entertained. But we are really running low on people that have raw talent. And I'm not doing this just to say, oh, you know, Vicki Lawrence is one of the most talented people out there. I'm saying this because I think we as consumers have to demand more talent. All right? You know, we're allowing these movies that have all sorts of special effects to take over and to woo us. And by the way, in fact, I think Deadpool is having, by the way, I like Deadpool. I'm a big fan of the Deadpool movies. But hold on a second. Somebody is, I think, getting sued for something because of special effects. And let me see if I can find that article. Apparently, I guess, the makers of, let me see if what I can find. I got to find the story. I apologize. But I heard that some of the movies that we love, studios behind Deadpool and Terminator Genesis, which I haven't seen, are accused of using stolen technology to create their special effects. They say Paramount and 20th Century Fox are being sued for quote-unquote stolen CGI technology. Now, you think, is there really a lot of special effects in Deadpool? Yeah. Remember, he's running around. Then you got the big X-Men guy that's made of metal. And, you know, and the reason why I like Deadpool is because there's a lot of comedy. There's obviously a lot of talent with the writing, you know. It's not just about watching, you know, a whole bunch of lights and machines, etc. But, you know, we're really not cultivating an American culture of talent, talent, talent. You know, do we really see a lot of, you know, inspiring artists get a lot of media attention? You know, and I'm not saying, you know, Rembrandt and you know, Picasso, you know, had it easy. But, you know, are we idolizing, is the media going crazy over somebody named Bob and his artwork? You know, now I know we have some, you know, talented artists out there, and we have some famous artists, and some of us look at the art going, are you kidding me? I see one dot. That's art. It's a canvas. It's a dot. Oh, man, look at the expressionism. Oh, wow. And I get, look, I appreciate art, but, you know, make it a work that lasts more than a millisecond at least, okay? I mean, look at the Sistine Chapel and all the years that took. It just, I just wonder, and I didn't take my kids to see Vicki Lawrence. I don't think they would have gotten a lot of the jokes. You know, she talks about Mary Tyler Moore and Carol Burnett, and that was way beyond her time, their time, and a little bit beyond my time, but at least I knew what you, I loved oldies and, you know, and, I reruns and stuff, so I loved that type of humor. So I had no problem, you know, watching that as a child and liking it. But I really suggest that if we don't want to lose the talent and the art and the culture that we used to have, where you could just stand up on stage and make people laugh. And a lot of the comedians now, they do that. Maybe they do a lot of cuss words. Maybe they do a lot of shock jock type stuff to make people laugh. But, you know, I would really like to see somebody that just, I'd like to see more of that. And I want our kids to aspire to that. You know, what about poetry? Now, I'm not big on poetry reading. Trust me. If it doesn't rhyme, I don't like the poem. But you just don't, you just don't see that artistry anymore. You know? And, you know, if you tell your kid, you know, would you like to be a poet? Would you like to be a, no, I don't want to do that. But they may have that talent. Now, luckily, what we are seeing is dance. Dance has gotten huge. I remember all of us had to be put in dance. My mom put me in ballet, which was a complete cluster because I'm, you know, me and my tutu, please. But tap was all full, so I couldn't do tap, and I wanted to do tap. So she put me in some ballet and whatever. But luckily dance and ballroom dance and dance competitions, those are huge, so that's good. But, you know, let's get more innate raw talent out there and let's draw it out of our kids. 1-877-DAF-DALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and of course on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I put up a poll last hour, and boy, has it gotten pretty colorful. On the transgender ban suggested by President Trump. Now, I want to get the tweet, which I'm still confused because it just doesn't sound like, let me pull up the actual. It just doesn't sound like something that he would tweet. You know, usually his discourse is a little different. His verbiage, vernacular is just a little different. But let me read this to you here. All right. So basically, Donald Trump has said that transgender people will not be allowed in the military. He said he consulted military experts, and it's going to cost too much. I apologize. They want login. Come on, I don't want to log in. Where is this tweet he gave? Well, anyway, so I talked about it last hour and on how he had consulted. Basically, what had happened is President Obama had allowed people who were transgender to join the military and that the military would pay for the transitioning. So once you start promising things, how do you take it away? And that's been the whole art of, you know, the Obama administration. We promise, we promise, we promise, and let the GOP figure out how to pay for it. But I'm a little confused because first of all, anybody that wants to serve our military, God bless them for doing that. You know, and, we should, allow them to, serve to any degree that they want to. There are a variety of positions, a variety of jobs, whether male, female, disabled, non-disabled, you know, blind, deaf. There's so many, you know, different facets to the military that if somebody wants to serve the military, we let them. The problem is that statement, it's very easy to say, and it's very easy to agree with, but I'm not the one making the decisions. I'm not the one in the units. I'm not the one deciding, the budgets. And from what we're understanding, the Pentagon had about, 6 months. It got put off, another 6 months to figure out how to make this happen, and they can't. Hence, President Trump said, all right, you know what? Just for now, no. All right, the military has too much to deal with. In so many words. And so this was a little bit of a surprise. And I was really surprised that this came out now because, we're dealing with, healthcare. We're dealing with tax reform. It didn't have to come out. We didn't have to, start this whole debate now. We got President Trump's on a roll. He just passed his skinny bill. You just passed your skinny bill. Let's start working on healthcare. So I don't know why we have to start bringing, because once you start to say, okay, no transgender, then the discourse goes, okay, well, then who else are we going to ban? Now, mind you, I said this in the last hour. Okay, I never served in the military. So for me to say, oh, women should be on submarines and women should be able to do this, women should be able to do this, when I haven't served a day of my life and I don't know what these men and women have to go through, subject, women to equality when maybe some women don't want, to be drafted and some women don't want to be on a sub, with mostly men that, only has urinals and, doesn't have enough bathroom space for females, etc. Who are we to say? And women in the military, from what we learned, especially during the sexual assault trials and issues, they aren't very free to voice their opinion. And I think it's very, very important to hear what the military thinks. But most people in the military will not voice their true opinion. There's backlash. The military does not fit the whole democratic way of thinking. I don't know if you guys saw Crimson Tide with Gene Hackman, Denzel Washington, Viggo Mortensen. Of course, I remember Viggo Mortensen in it. It's still cute. Anyway. Gene Hackman tells Denzel Washington, I'm not saying this is right, but he said, we're here to preserve democracy, not practice it. And that was a real heavy quote. And it made us think, so it's not very democratic in the military? Well, no. You have orders. You follow those orders. You don't question those orders. It comes from above. That's how militaries work. It's not a democratic process. Nobody takes a vote on who wants what and how things should be done. Right? If a bunch of privates got to sit there and vote, nothing would get done. The military cannot act like Congress. They can't. They have to be told what to do and to do it. Now, unfortunately, we have seen some militaries do heinous things and horrendous things and horrible things. People have been ordered to do things, and when a private decides to go on his own conscience and his own ethics and his own morals, he gets in trouble. Not in the American Army, but in a variety of other settings. So we've seen how things can unfortunately manifest under rules such as that, especially by people running the military that are idiots. But the American military preserves democracy. They don't necessarily practice it. So for those of us, and there's been a lot of debate, you know, and I, for me, I'm for, look, anybody that wants to serve our country, you let them. I mean, you know, we are running low on people that want to put their lives on the line, whether somebody is straight, gay, transgender, whoever wants to join and who is fit. Okay. You know, because again, you know, if you're going to be a liability from a medical standpoint, then they're not going to take you. But how far do we, socialize and what's the word I want to say? Politically correct eyes, if that's a term, the military. So for example, you know how if you were diabetic, you couldn't serve. Remember in World War II? If your urine was sugary, you had diabetes. You were not able to serve. So, you know, some people would, you know, take in a lot of sugar, so the urine would be sugary and, you know, get out of the military. That didn't happen a lot, but you heard of cases. But you could not serve in the military years ago if you were flat-footed, if you were diabetic. Well, what if there are still certain restrictions where you can't serve in the military? And the America with Disabilities Act now comes into play going, oh, no. If somebody wants to serve on the front line, they're blind or they're a quadriplegic, you have to allow it. Yeah, you know, I mean, how far do we go with the lawsuits, with the, progressiveness? I don't know what the answer is. We have one of the most amazing armies in the world, and I don't know how they do it, but I don't think non-military personnel should mess with it. However, I would love some clarification on how a transgender messes with the military. You know, if somebody is female that wants to be male, and they don't have any physical impediment in order to, you know, do what they need to do on the front line or, you know, et cetera, or in any capacity in the military, what's the big issue? Now, is the big issue barracks and privacy? And, well, you know, men don't want to shower with women and women don't want to shower with men. And if somebody is transgender and that, you know, okay, well, then fine. You can have another bathroom. You can have three bathrooms. You just have to make sure that the military doesn't get sued, that third bathroom is not considered. But, you know, and anybody could choose which bathroom they want to go into. They want to go into the men's bathroom. They want to go into the female's bathroom. If, you know, unfortunately, if rapes are occurring, you have security in the bathroom. So I think the bathroom situation could be fixed. But I guess the issue that is being brought up is the cost of transgender transitioning. Now, if somebody has diabetes, if somebody has thyroid issues, if somebody is going through transgender transitioning, you have to allow maintenance medications. If somebody has an acute illness, you have to have medications. If somebody has a chronic illness, you have to. But going through the actual operation for somebody that joins active military and decides, you know what, I want to go through my transition now on the government dime, that I see can be debatable. You know, but say no, because if we accept the transgender, it's going to cost us more money. Well, if you accept a diabetic, it's going to cost you money. If you have a military, if you have a female that gets pregnant, you're going to have to pay for the delivery, the pregnancy and the delivery. So, we have to be careful when it comes to discriminating and picking and choosing and, you know, saying, well, you know, we'll pay for this and not that. But I think we need a little bit more clarification on what exactly is happening or what is costing the military so much. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to read many of your comments, but let me just get to some medical news real quickly here. You guys are going to like this one. They say drinking alcohol after studying can improve your memory. Oh, college students are going to love this one. Consuming alcohol could be beneficial after you study to help retain the information. So what are they talking about? You study, then you drink, and then you take your test. In the new study, researchers gave 88 social drinkers a word learning task to see how alcohol consumption can influence memory. The study participants were told to either drink as much as they liked or not drink at all. The next day, the participants were asked to do the same task again. The researchers found that those who drank alcohol were able to remember more of what they have learned. Whether it is not clear what causes this effect,
The researchers said that alcohol blocks the learning of new information so that the brain has more resources it could use to transform other recently learned information from short to long-term memory.
Do you guys buy that? So maybe what happens is alcohol blocks part of the brain. So the brain has nothing better to do than to process the old stuff. The theory is that the hippocampus, which is the brain area that is, you know, deals with memory, switches to, quote, consolidating memories, transferring from short into longer-term memory. That was according to study researcher Celia Morgan of the University of Exeter. They say researchers also found evidence suggesting a link between the amount of alcohol consumed and memory recall, which has already been kind of hinted at earlier studies. Those who drank more alcohol, get this, perform better at a word learning task. They say individuals in the alcohol condition consume more alcohol, made more correct responses during cued recall the subsequent morning. Not while drunk, but the next day. So this study was published in the Nature Journal Scientific Reports on July 24th. They say this is similar to previous findings in the laboratory administering 3 doses of alcohol. Excuse me. And, oh, did I just burp? Yep, I burped. Okay, so 3 doses. Yeah, remember that drink and remember if I burped tomorrow. They say individuals, oh, is that a hiccup? Oh, no, I got another hiccup. It's hiccups. Oh, no, I got hiccups. Hold on, let me drink something. Oh, I hate having, hold up. Oh, I have 8 having hiccups on air. Why can't I just burp and be over it? Hold on. I can make myself burp and be over it. Oh, hold on. There you go. Let's get through this. Anyway. They say this is similar to previous findings in the laboratory administering 3 doses of alcohol, where the 2 highest doses of alcohol, try to keep it quiet here, cause significantly greater enhancement of memory for information learned prior to drinking compared to, I don't even know what they said. This is such a long sentence, and I'm so worried that I'm going to hiccup or burp again. Okay. So, drinking. I got to tell you something. I've known a lot of straight-A students. And many of these straight-A students drank. Now, I don't know when they decided to start looking at alcohol and its benefits on academia. But I got to tell you, in medical school, people got ripped. They said one study published earlier this year, researchers found that people who drink between 14 and 21 units of alcohol per week have increased risk for a type of brain damage called hippocampal atrophy. Now, that affects the brain's hippocampus, which, remember, memory, tied to memory, compared to people who don't consume alcohol at all. So the reason why that's important is don't think that just because you drink, your brain is going to be protected. No, all right? You could be atrophying your hippocampus. Now, I got a pretty large hippocampus. In fact, I've been called hippo for that reason, I believe, because my hippocampus is so big. I got a wide hippocampus, and so I could stand to lose a little bit of my hippo. They say another study also found that in young drinkers, heavy alcohol can change the electrical activity of the brain. Alcohol is bad, okay? It's easy, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, if you're drinking to improve your memory, you got some problems. But I really like the idea of somebody looking at why people drinking, you know, don't seem to be having as many issues when it comes to school. Now, there was also another article I got to find on ADHD medication. That kind of passed by my desk, and that was kind of interesting. Something about, Oh, there we go. If you're on ADHD medication and somebody says you're moody, get off of it. No, don't go off of it because it may not be that. All right. They say a team at Yale analyzed 32 studies and compared the side effects of 2 different classes of the ADHD medication, the Ritalin, the methylphenidates, and then the amphetamine derivatives like Adderall. And they say that many of these medications are not associated with the risk of irritability. We have been debating what sort of medical problems can come by people taking these medications, and some people are on them for years. Now, I had seen flirtations with issues with the heart. And what I had seen in my personal practice is adults who had been on ADD medication for a long time, I would do a EKG, electrocardiogram, to check the heart. And many a time, the EKG was abnormal. Now, it didn't show a prior heart attack. It didn't show left ventricular hypertrophy. It didn't show a heart block. But there was just something not right. I would send him to the cardiologist, and the cardiologist would say, can you hold off being on the stimulants? Now, was it really the ADHD medication? Was it that sometimes they were playing around with diet pills or cocaine or crack or some other stimulants, and they just happened to also be on Adderall or Ritalin, you know, to help them get through school or work? I don't know. But I saw too many adults who had been on these medications for years have issues when it came to their EKG and when it came to either palpitations or racing heart, etc. And so for me as a medical doctor, I'm a fan of treating attention deficit correctly. And attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has to be treated with behavioral therapy, maybe cognitive therapy, counseling, obviously, and maybe at times medication. But the big problem I've always had with ADHD treatment is I could very easily put a person on medication. I could prescribe it. I know how to prescribe the medication. I know the dosing. I have a prescription pad. Easy. I could prescribe it. What I don't know how to do is how to take a person off. They didn't really teach us that. They taught us to treat, and they taught us how to manage. But, well, for how many years? Am I supposed to have this child that I'm putting on ADHD medication on for decades? No, start them on the medication and see how they do. Okay, well, they're doing good on the medication. They are getting through the second and third grade. So now what? Well, I'll keep them on it. They're doing good at school. You take them off, they may not be so good at school. See how it goes for a few years. All right, well, now they're in middle school. Well, you know, things are changing. They're going through puberty. The medication's working. They're not having issues. Keep them on. Okay. Now they're in high school. You know, do you think you want to, you know, a little bit more emotionally stable maybe now? Do you want to try taking them off? Parents are like, oh, hell no. They got to get into a good college. They got to keep up their GPA. I am not going to let them go off of medication in high school and then turn to drugs. So, all right, well, then, okay, we'll keep them in high school. Well, now they're in college. Oh, no. My kid wants to go to law school. My kid wants to get into a good engineering program. There is no way we're going to take them off in college. This is when they really need the medication. Then they get through secondary education, postdoc, whatever they're doing, or post-baccalaureate, and now they want to get a job. They're on the medication. Okay, well, you know what? You've been on the medication all through school. You're out of school. Why don't we try going off? Oh, no. I got boards. I got the bar. I got meetings. I got work. I can't get the people off their medication. I can't have a person go for a trial, go off of it. It's not like they have summer break. So they can't go off of a summer break. They have to work. So that's not good. And again, you have some people that have been on this medication for years, and they're like, Dahlia, we're fine. There hasn't been any scientific evidence that it hurts. Well, if you're doing fine, that's great. But I just don't like the idea of somebody being on these medications for decades. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Show. Woo-hoo. I haven't passed a hiccup or any gas in the last 15 minutes, so I think we're on a roll here. Let's just fly with it, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love this article. The worst sports for damaging your knees. Now, many of you guys wonder why my tushy is just a little bit on the big side. Just a little big. My tushy's just a little big. And the reason why my tushy got big, I mean, I had some booty, but, you know, weight issues started when I had to stop running. I used to run. I wasn't the best runner. Kind of kicked myself in the butt when I ran. I had, you know, that kind of running style with big feet and that would kind of go up high. But I ran. kept myself very slim. Triglycerides were in the 30s. I mean, I just really had myself just cut. And I hurt my knees. I hurt my knees skiing. Probably hurt my knees from years of jogging. And my knees have shot. Well, you know, what are you supposed to do when your knees aren't shot? What are good exercises? So apparently a study published in the Journal of Athletic Training focused on professional athletes, suggesting the impact would not be as harsh for the average person if they played sports a few times a week. So we're looking at long-distance running and football and weightlifting and wrestling, and we know that that raises the chances of osteoarthritis in the knees 3 to 7 times compared to basketball players, boxers, and track and field. Now, what's osteoarthritis? Osteoarthritis, of all the arthritises, is your wear and tear arthritis. Okay, so like, for example, gouty arthritis, like gout, okay, not trigouty, no, we're not talking about, no Congress now, all right, but gout-induced arthritis is where you eat a lot of meat, drink a lot of alcohol, you have a higher level of uric acid, you start to crystallize, you make these little inflammatory crystals, that's gout, that's an inflammatory arthritis. Rheumatism, rheumatoid arthritis, traumatic arthritis, you twist your knee, you sprain your ankle, it swells. Traumatic arthritis. But osteoarthritis, I like to call the wear and tear. Osteoarthritis is where you start to wear down the cartilage, and wear down the cartilage. Maybe you damage the cartilage. It doesn't heal well. The more inflammatory fluids that get in there, the more arthritic buildup. Bones trying to protect themselves from hitting other bones will make more bone growth. So it's called osteoarthritis. And a lot of us get it. You know, and now that we're living longer, we don't want it. You know, wow, life expectancy going to the 80s and 90s eventually, pretty damn cool. But if my knees are shot when I'm in my 40s, how am I going to do? So, which sports are worse than others? So, like I said, the study at the Journal of Athletic Training being discussed here, Daily Mail, says the most harmful, up to 7 times compared to others, is your long-distance running. Makes sense. Played football. Makes sense. Weightlifting and wrestling. Kinder on the knees is your basketball, your boxing, and your track and field. Now, I'm sure any of those who play basketball or track and field or whatever, they're going to say, oh, hell to the no. Oh, hell no. No way. We mess up our knees too. You do. But they're saying long distance running is probably a little worse than track and field. But long jump. That long jump has really got to mess with the knees. So, you get swelling, tenderness, crackling. If you're sitting down and your foot's not touching the ground and you extend the knee and then bring it back in and bend the knee and extend it and you feel the crickety, crickety, crackly pop, that's osteoarthritis. And sometimes we don't hurt. In fact, the more you exercise, the less it hurts, believe it or not. But for some of us, we really wear down that cartilage. And when we wear down that cartilage, and we start feeling bone on bone, it hurts. And, yeah, they have these hyaluronic acid type derivatives like this Synvisc, these quote-unquote fake cartilages that they can kind of put in and help kind of give you a little bit of a buffer. Maybe they last 6 months. Sometimes they can do arthroscopy and try to clean up some of the cartilage, but, you know, without putting new cartilage in, which we really don't seem to have perfected yet, that doesn't help. I told you years ago about that lady in Hampshire in England where they took a piece of her good cartilage, grew out more cartilage, and then transplanted the cartilage that they grew in the lab back into her knee, an autologous sort of auto transplant, and that had potential. I promise you, we never really heard anything more. I don't know if it worked. I don't know if it stuck. My guess is no, because they keep doing that. So at some point, they do a knee replacement. There's only so much you can do when you don't have your cartilage. So, you know, when I was younger, I was told that my running was going to mess with my knees. But I was young. And my mom said, when you're older, you're going to have knee problems. Stop it. And I go, first of all, Mom, okay, you're a dweeb, all right? Please, okay? Nobody listens to the parents. You know, let me just listen to my Michael Jackson, okay? Robert Plant. I don't know if I really like Robert Plant. Who's the one that did the Dr. Doctor song? That guy. I liked it. All right. And I'm like, I'm not even going to listen to you. And I didn't listen to my mom, and she was right. Don't tell her that. Now, ACL injuries, more common in girls, by the way. You have athletes that'll tear their ACL, playing soccer, etc. They'll have osteoarthritis before they even hit 30. So a team of researchers from U.S. universities carried out a review of six databases, looked at sports and osteoarthritis among 3,800 athletes. They found that 45% of athletes suffer knee osteoarthritis, but the risk increased to 57% among those with knee injuries, 61% among former athletes who then became obese. Well, if you're having knee issues and knee pain, it's harder to exercise. Now, get this. There's another study the Daily Mail is talking about here, saying if you push yourself too hard during a spin class, you could have kidney disease, possibly kidney failure. They say spinning outside of your exercise comfort zone can cause such a depletion in energy levels that cells swell and burst, releasing proteins and damage to kidneys in a condition known as external rhabdomyolysis. Exertional. We talked about rhabdo, where the muscles get damaged so much that it releases these extra proteins, and then that causes pain, and you don't want to move. And these, usually what we do is we have to give you fluids. We stop the exercise, we do high-dose fluids, etc. And apparently they found that, and we know that this could, you know, unfortunately put people into kidney failure. So when we exercise, the 80s style thinking of no pain, no gain, you know, unless, I don't know, best move and, you know, just, you know, just do it, right? That, you got to kind of take with a grain of salt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, there's another article talking about running and hardening your arteries. An article that came out yesterday in the journal Circulation found that people that run may have stiffer arteries. They said there's a relationship between exercise and heart health. Now, the current thinking is the more exercise you do, the better the heart. But in the last decade, there has been some discussion and some findings that adults reaching retirement age who had been running may have stiffer arteries. So, new studies in Circulation deal with this aspect here. They say it looks at developing blockages in the arteries. In 2008, a study in Germany found that a group of marathon runners had higher coronary calcium scores that matched groups of controls. CAC scores, which use CT scans to assess how much calcium is accumulated in the coronary arteries, quantify the degree to how much you have this plaque buildup. And they found this in a German study. Now, my only issue with something like that is maybe some of these marathon runners are very big on supplements. And remember we talked about how calcium supplements could leave calcium deposits in your arteries? So it might not have had anything to do with the marathon running, but more so with the, all right, well, you know, they take a lot of supplements, and that could be an issue. Another study coming out of Britain looked at 152 masters athletes, okay, average age 54, to 92 non-athlete controls. And the athletes and non-athletes both had elevated calcium scores. So, does that mean not exercise? You know what? I'm so exhausted from talking about it. I'm going to skip my workout today. Why not? All right? Save my knees. Save my heart. I'm going to sit on the couch. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.